listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Webuild local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, February 2. There's been a serious crash in the goldfields this morning with the Great Eastern Highway closed as a result. It happened around 3:30 in Mount Burgess, involving a large truck and a four-wheel drive. The driver of the truck is uninjured, while the condition of the other driver isn't known. Expect delays between Coolgardie and Kalgoorlie. A new report reveals more than 5% of regional West Aussies are experiencing homelessness and housing stress. The 10 worst affected areas in the state are all regional, Menzies taking out one of the top spots where more than 45% of residents aren't living in appropriate housing conditions. Foundation Housing CEO Chris Smith says housing stocks need to increase by at least 9% to meet demand.
We're seeing huge demand for both social and affordable housing, unprecedented levels of demand for both types, and we're finding it really difficult to activate new supply in the current market.
Parts of the wheat belt, including 2J, Northam and York, are subject to a total fire ban today. You could be fined up to $25,000 or face 12 months in jail if you light a fire or carry out any activity that could start one. Head to the Department of Fire and Emergency Services website for a list of activities that can and cannot be carried out during a total fire ban. In local sport, Kalgoorlie men's basketball is back for the first time this year tonight. Top of the table Olympians face franchise at 7:20, then the Saints play CBC on Friday night. Tip off for that game's at 6:15. Head down to Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium to show your support. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the listener app, search up your area, and subscribe now.